Okay, Parshas Mitzora Shavas HaGadol, let's ask three questions. So the first question is that Chazal, you know, the Parsha, they quote a whole medrash of a peddler who's going around, who wants the elixir of life? And then finally they went to the peddler said that it's a psukim in Tehillim, Mia Isha Chafetz Chaim Oiv Yom Ner Tov, the person who wants the elixir of life is one who's able to control their tongue. So the question is, like, what's the connection between life and speech? That's the first question. The second question is, Shabbos HaGadol, what does it mean, Shabbos HaGadol, the big Shabbos, like, what's so big about it? And then the third question, what's the connection between Shabbos HaGadol and Parshas Mitzora? So to address the first question first, what's the significance between speech and life? So the idea is that if we look back at Parshas Bereishis, the Torah says that Adam is created nefesh chaya, speech, and Unkelos translates as ruach mala, speaking spirit, because really the essence of man is the fact that we have the ability to speak. The difference between the speech of man and the speech of animals is that the speech of man is just reflective of thoughts that we are able to think, and our cognitive thoughts are expressed through speech. So what speech essentially is, it's just the external expression of our internal thoughts. So mia isha chafetz chaim, the person who really wants to enjoy, to wants to live, is the one that's able to control, is one who speaks properly, because one person who speaks properly, it means that they're controlling their thoughts properly. It's a reflection of what they're thinking, and that's really what defines us. That's really what makes us an nefesh chaya. That's what really differentiates us from everyone else in the world. So now of this, we can perhaps understand the significance of Shabbos HaGadol and its connection to Parshas Mitzora. Because what's Shabbos HaGadol about? It's called Gadol. The Sfas explains the difference between a Gadol and a Katan. Is that a Katan is someone who doesn't have Das, whereas a Gadol is someone who has Das. So in Shabbos HaGadol, Mitzrayim Klai, so now we became people who have Das. And as a result of being now Bnei Das, so that also means now our speech is able to be speech, which is reflective of the fact that we are becoming a freed people. Chazal, they teach that Rizal and the Sfarim, they teach that in Pesach, the Dibur itself is in Galus and Mitzrayim. It's Pesach, the mouth, Sach is now able to speak. Because the point is that until that point, speech was in Galus. And if it came along Yitzus and Mitzrayim, then it was also the Gula of the ability for us to speak as well. And the point is that speech is just a reflection of what a Das is, just a reflection of internal thoughts. So on Pesach, when we went free, what also came free, what went along with our freedom was our ability to speak and our ability for now to have the proper das. So the connection between the parsha, the significance of Parshas Mitzora, and the significance of Pesach is that Parshas Mitzora is teaching us that the elixir of life is in our ability to speak. And that's really what Shabbos HaGadol is about as well. Shabbos HaGadol is the time where we have das. And the message of Shabbos HaGadol is that now we have to inculcate the proper das and communicate that properly through using our tongue in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to express it, using our speech to do Torah mitzvahs and to express what life is all about.